I felt simultaneous washes of anxiety and relief come over me. When Gao said, attacking humanity at its heart, I assumed he meant Earth. His mention of Phoenix reminded me that the only people who thought of Earth as the heart of humanity were those who were born there. As far as the rest of the universe was concerned, Phoenix was humanity's home planet. If your conclave is as strong as you suggest, then you could attack Phoenix, I said.
We could, Gao said. And we could destroy it. We could wipe out every other human colony as well, and if I may speak frankly to you, there are not very many races out there, in the conclave or out of it, who would complain much about it. But I'll tell you what I've told those in the conclave who want to make you extinct. The conclave is not an engine of conquest. So you say, I said.
I do say, Gao said.
This has been the hardest thing to make people understand, both in the conclave and out of it. Empires of conquest don't last, Administrator Perry. They hollow out from within, from the greed of rulers and the endless appetite for war. The conclave is not an empire, and I don't want to make humanity extinct, Administrator Perry. I want it to become part of the conclave. Barring that, I'll leave it to its own devices on the worlds it had before the conclave, and only those. But I'd rather have you as part of us. Humanity is strong and incredibly resourceful. It's become immensely successful in a short period of time. There are races who have been among the stars for thousands of your years who have not accomplished as much or colonized as successfully.
I've wondered about that, I said.
So many other races have been around and colonizing for so long, and yet we had to go to the stars to find any of you.
I have an answer for that, Gao said. But I guarantee you won't like it.
Tell me anyway, I said.
We invested in fighting more than we did in exploring, Gao said.
That's a pretty simplistic answer, General, I said.
Look at our civilizations, Gao said.
We're all the same size because we limit each other through war. We're all at the same level of technology because we bargain, trade, and steal from each other. We all inhabit the same area of space because that is where we began and we choose to control our colonies rather than let them develop without us. We fight over the same planets and only occasionally explore to find new ones, which we all then squabble over like carrion animals fighting over a carcass. Our civilizations are at an equilibrium, Administrator Perry. An artificial equilibrium that is sliding all of us toward entropy. This was happening before humans arrived in this part of space. Your arrival punctured that equilibrium for a while. But now you've settled in the same pattern of stealing and squabbling as the rest of us.
I don't know about that, I said.
Indeed, Gao said.
Let me ask you, Administrator Perry, how many of humanity's planets were freshly discovered? And how many were simply taken from other races? How many planets have humans lost to other races?
I thought back to the day we arrived above the other planet, the fake Roanoke, and remembered the questions of journalists asking who we took the planet from. It was assumed it was taken. It didn't occur to them to ask if it was newly discovered.
This planet is new, I said. And the reason for that is that your government was trying to hide you, Gao said. Even a culture as vital as your own now explores primarily out of desperation. You're trapped in the same stagnant patterns as the rest of us. Your civilization will slowly run down like the rest of ours would.
And you think the conclave will change this, I said.
In any system, there is a factor that limits growth, Gao said. Our civilizations operate as a system, and our limiting factor is war. Remove that factor and the system thrives. We can focus on cooperation. We can explore rather than fight. If there had been a conclave, perhaps we would have met you before you came out and met us. Perhaps we'll explore now and find new races.
And do what with them? I asked.
There's an intelligent race on this planet.
Besides mine, I mean. We met them in a rather unfortunate way, and some of us ended up dead. It took some doing on my part to convince our colonists not to kill every one of them we could find. What will you do, General, when you meet a new race on a planet you want for the Conclave?
I don't know, General Gao said.
Excuse me? I said.
Well, I don't, Gao said. It hasn't happened yet. We've been busy consolidating our positions with the races we know about, and the worlds that have already been explored. We haven't had time to explore. It hasn't come up.
I'm sorry, I said. That wasn't an answer I was expecting.
We're at a very sensitive moment, Administrator Perry, concerning the future of your colonists, Gao said. I won't unnecessarily complicate things by lying, especially not about something as trivial to our current situation as a hypothetical.
At the very least, General Gao, I'd like to believe that, I said.
That's a start, then, Gao said.
He looked me up and down.
You said that you were in your colonial defense forces, he said. From what I know about humans, that means you're not originally from the Colonial Union. You're from Earth, is that right?
That's right, I said.
Humans are really very interesting, Gao said. You're the only race who has chosen to change your home world. Voluntarily, that is. You're not the only ones to recruit your military from only one world, but you are the only ones to do it from a world that is not your primary world. I'm afraid we've never quite understood the relationship between Earth and Phoenix, and with the rest of the colonies. It doesn't make much sense to the rest of us. Perhaps one day I can get you to explain it to me.
Perhaps, I said carefully. Gao took the tone for what he thought it was.
But not today, he said.
I'm afraid not, I said.
A pity, Gao said. This has been an interesting conversation. We've done 36 removals. This is the last one. And in all but this and the first, the leaders of the colonies have not had much to say.
Well, it's difficult to have a casual conversation with someone who is ready to vaporize you if you don't give in to his demands, I said.
This is true enough, Gao said. But leadership is at least a little about character. So many of these colony leaders seemed to lack that. It makes me wonder if these colonies were begun at all seriously, or simply to see if we meant to enforce our ban on colonies. Although there was the one who tried to assassinate me.
Clearly not successful, I said.
No, not at all, Gao said,
and motioned toward his soldiers, who were attentive but kept a respectful distance.
One of my soldiers shot her before she could stab me. There is a reason I have these meetings in the open.
Oh, not just for the sunsets, then, I said.
Sadly, no, Gao said. And as you might imagine, killing the colony leader made dealing with her second-in-command a tense affair. But this was a colony we eventually evacuated. Aside from the colony leader, there was no bloodshed.
But you haven't turned away from bloodshed, I said. If I refuse to evacuate this colony, you won't hesitate to destroy it.
No,
Gao said. And from what I understand, none of the races whose colonies you've removed, violently or otherwise, have since joined the Conclave, I said.
That's true, Gao said.
You're not exactly winning hearts and minds, I said.
I'm not familiar with this term of yours, Gao said. But I understand it well enough. No, these races haven't become part of the Conclave, but it's unrealistic to assume they would. We have just removed their colonies, and they were unable to stop us from doing so. You don't humiliate someone like that and expect them to come around to your way of thinking.
They could become a threat if they joined together, I said.
I'm aware your colonial union is trying to make that happen, Gao said. There's not much that happens now that we're not aware of, Administrator Perry, including that. But the colonial union has tried this before. It helped create a counter-conclave while we were still forming. It didn't work then. We're not convinced it will work now.
You could be wrong, I said.
I could be, Gao said. We will see. In the meantime, however, I must come to it. Administrator Perry, I am asking you to surrender your colony to me. If you will, we will help your colonists safely return to their home worlds. Or you may choose to become part of the conclave, independent of your government. Or you may refuse and be destroyed.